In life, some days are good, and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work. Both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey. And then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
If you want the real story behind the NFL, you need the Stinkin' Truth Podcast. Three-time Super Bowl champ Mark Schlereth breaks down the biggest plays, the biggest games, and the untold stories that make this game what it is. Follow the Stinkin' Truth in the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
I want to share a conspiracy with you guys. Every week, I'm either going to give you something that I think is a conspiracy or something that I'm a contrarian on. I'm going to change what the CDOT stands for. You guys have told me it's about corner.dot, complain.dot, UMKC.dot, none of those things. I'm here to reclaim my own nickname for you guys. This week, it's conspiracy.dot. Now, you guys saw Deshaun Watson this past week. And Deshaun Watson, he was bad. He completed 53% of his passes. He threw for 169 yards, one touchdown, and two interceptions. That boy had a passer rating of 51.1. Things have been going terrible since he joined the Cleveland Browns. Since joining the Cleveland Browns, he has completed 59.1% of his passes, has 15 touchdowns, 11 interceptions. He is a shell of himself. Have you guys taken a look at the contract for Deshaun Watson? It is the worst contract in the history of the National Football League. Now, you might be thinking, what about Russell Wilson? What about Carson Wentz? No, it is Deshaun Watson. If the Browns cut Deshaun Watson at the end of this season, his dead cap is going to be $172 million. If they cut him at the end of 2026, it will be $99.8 million. They cannot get rid of Deshaun Watson until 2027. Unless he continues to be Mr. Nasty. Now, I haven't seen Deshaun Watson's contract, but I'm going to guess in there, certainly given his background from when they traded him or traded for him from Houston, there was some morality clauses in there. If you keep doing the things that you were doing in Houston, we can sever this agreement and get out of our guaranteed money. Is it not suspicious to anybody that literally the day after he plays terrible against the Cowboys, 25 million people watched it, another case just pops up with Deshaun Watson from October of 2020. This happened almost 4 years ago. It just happened to pop up the week after he was terrible. And if you are Cleveland and you have locked yourself in to guaranteed money, what is the only way that you can get out of that deal? It is by another scandal from Deshaun Watson and you being able to void his contract, very similar to what happened with John Gruden when he was the head coach of the Oakland Raiders. You remember, Gruden thought something nefarious was going on. Hey, how did these emails just leak? You're telling me that in the midst of all of this, my emails just pop up and now you guys can void the $60 million that you owe me? My conspiracy is that the Browns are the ones that just, hey, you guys don't know this, but Deshaun actually got in trouble. Why don't you go ahead and take a look into this? That's normally how information gets passed. You normally get a call from somebody who would know and then tells you, hey, I heard this or this happened. You should look into it. I can't tell you, wink, but you should check on this. What if this story came directly from the Browns so they can get out of his contract? Yeah. That's my conspiracy for the week. I think the Browns are the team that put this information out there about Deshaun Watson so they can start building the case. I wouldn't be surprised if Deshaun Watson keeps playing the way that he's been playing, more of these stories are going to come out. It's the only way to save yourself if you're the Browns. There is only one other way. You can't get rid of your quarterback. Let's say you cut him in the middle part of the season. His dead cap is $200 million right now. You are stuck with Deshaun Watson, the football player. But I'm guessing there is something in his contract that says you don't have to be stuck with Deshaun Watson, the person. And if he goes back to being Mr. Nasty Man, Mr. Happy Endings, you can get out of this deal. That's my conspiracy. The Browns put this information out there.
I don't think it's the worst conspiracy in the world, because I imagine the Browns, who did this to themselves, and I have almost no sympathy for the front office, looked at Deshaun Watson that we all saw on Sunday and went, we have to get away from this. You mentioned yesterday Daniel Jones was also horrible. Daniel Jones you can cut, and it's relatively low financial punishment considering his contract. Bryce Young, Aaron Ladd's favorite quarterback in the NFL. If he stinks, he's still on a rookie contract. You can draft another one and go about your business. Name a quarterback that stunk on Sunday outside of Watson, and there is a path for that team to escape that player. There isn't one for Deshaun Watson. So it does seem a little bit, let's say, hinky. We'll use the word hinky, that these allegations came out the Monday after Deshaun Watson was terrible. And we have not heard any Deshaun Watson allegations since, what, that HBO special? That's kind of the last time. Then the court system took care of it and Roger Goodell suspended him. All those things happened. It does seem like it's at least coincidental feeling that these two things happened so close together.
Now, a lot of people are making the point that there was a clause in his contract that they can't do anything about the allegations. I am going to assume here, and again, I've not seen Deshaun Watson's contract. I am just assuming that that was related to the stuff that we knew about. You just don't get blanket immunity for anything that happened before. Hey, you told us about your little Instagram extracurricular activities. We're going to let you off the hook for that. But this is completely unrelated to that. This is a completely new incident. This is not related to the Instagram and I was going on there and I was, no, that's not. This is a completely separate issue. You don't get immunity from that. Not when we're talking about an NFL team and we're talking about $250 million on the line. So someone says, Carrington, what do you mean? I think Cleveland has known about this story, and it just magically comes out the Monday after he plays poorly. I think they've been holding this in their back pocket as a break in case of emergency if you got to get out of this deal, and they're about to pull the lever on this Deshaun Watson thing. I don't know anybody that thinks the way he's playing is about to turn itself around, and we think that Cleveland is about to eat $170 million for Deshaun Watson. $100 million for Deshaun Watson? No. Big business going to always big business. That's my conspiracy for the week. I'll give you guys another one next week, but that's my conspiracy for the week. The Cleveland wanted us to know about this story because they're trying to get out of the deal.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
If you want the real story behind the NFL, you need the Stinkin' Truth Podcast. Three-time Super Bowl champ Mark Schlereth breaks down the biggest plays, the biggest games, and the untold stories that make this game what it is. Follow the Stinkin' Truth in the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.